The Mess. Story by Michael Wagner. Illustrated by Gaston Vanzette. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now, turn to page 4. Chapter 1. Not Happy. Mum was not happy. She was not happy at all.
No going out,
she shouted.
No friends over. No TV. No fishing. Not until you have cleaned up this mess.
Mum wanted me to clean up my room. She wanted me to clean it up now. But how do you clean a room? First, you get a broom. Chapter 2. The Broom. I got the broom. I looked for some floor to sweep. I looked all around. Where was the floor? My floor was not there. It was lost under the mess. There was no floor to sweep, so I did not need the broom. I had to get rid of the broom. I went to my cupboard. It was hard to open, as the mess was in the way. I put the broom in the cupboard, as it was empty. Chapter 3. The Cupboard. Now, what do I do? That's it, I said. The cupboard is empty. That is where the mess can go. In went a hat, some old toys, and my lunch. I was happy to see some of the floor again. The cupboard was a big help. I put some more things in the cupboard. In went a shoe, some books, and my shorts. I did not stop there. In went more shoes, my TV, and the cat. In went all of my things. It was good to be clean. Then the mess was gone. All I had to do now was shut the cupboard doors. Chapter 4. Not a good idea. I leaned on the doors. I leaned back hard. I could not shut them. Mum came in. She looked around my room.
Jack,
she said,
what a good clean-up. Now, all you have to do is sweep the floor.
I can do that, Mum, I said. I will just get the broom out of the cupboard. That was not a good idea.